Episode 3259, Accept the Grind.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It's a holiday week for a lot of us, and we're enjoying some extra time off with family and friends. And you know what? Take a deep breath, because the new year is around the corner, so I want your heart inspired to go further. But first, you have to accept the grind. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as this new year is getting closer to us, we're 4 days away, but three, depending upon how you count it. I know it gets a little bit crazy, but you turn the calendar page and like, is that a one, or is that only because I'm in the day that I don't really count it? Anyway, wherever you are in your day right now, New Year's is coming. Okay, if we're blessed with a new year, it's going to happen, and you've got to be ready for it. And sometimes I think we just kind of go through the motions thinking, oh, I've done this before. However many years old you are, I hit a new year every single year, not a big deal. But as we enter a new year, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of fresh starts, right? You're like, yes, I got this. Like resolutions, creating vision boards, and dreaming big. And while these practices can be so valuable, it's equally important to accept the grind. And by doing so, even though you don't want to admit it, you ground yourself in reality and recognize that the grind is an essential part of the journey. Now, most of us are not going to say, yeah, give me the grind. I will take it. I will accept it. No, most of the time we're kicking and screaming at it. We don't want it. But in today's fast-paced society, we are constantly bombarded with messages that inspire us to go after our dreams. You probably have read 20 of them already today, and you're like, right? You have those messages that inspire you to achieve greatness and strive for success. It sounds wonderful, almost too perfect. And while these messages are undoubtedly motivating, they often overlook an important aspect of the journey, the grind. The grind, as many of us have come to know, is the day-to-day hustle. And you thought the hustle and bustle stopped at the holidays. No, it does not. The hard work is just beginning. The long hours and the persistence required to achieve your goals is still around the corner. It is the unglamorous, often overlooked part of the equation. But sometimes acceptance of the grind is the key to achieving true success. You see, sometimes the true heroism lies in the ability to connect the heart as you accept the grind and the challenges that come your way and use them as stepping stones toward your goals. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And this brings to light the notion that without the grind, your dreams are merely fantasies. The reality is that success is not handed to you on a silver platter. It is earned through hard work, dedication, and perseverance. And a lot of people right now, we don't know anything about that, do we? And you already probably have 35 people coming to your mind right now. Oh yeah, only if she knew and he knew and if he would, that would be so much better. And what about her? What about you? Accepting the grind means acknowledging that not every day will be filled with inspiration and motivation. It's just not. I can sound great here on the podcast for you, but no matter what I say, you're just going to be like, give me another day. I'm kind of done with you already, Christiane. There's going to be days when you feel tired, unmotivated, and even discouraged. But it is during these moments that you must push through, knowing that progress is often made in the face of adversity. You know, one of the keys to accepting the grind is finding joy in the process. And you're thinking, there is no joy. Opening up a gift, yes, but not so much when it's the grind. I don't want to have to keep doing the hard stuff. I know I'm there right now. I'm having to reach out and do some things that I thought, oh, do I have to? And God says, yep, I'm stretching you even further, girl, because I need you to go do more. In order to do more, you have to do this part, which is part of the grind. The part that I don't really like. But you know what? That grind is what makes everything that you're doing worthwhile. When you focus solely on the end goal, you risk becoming consumed by the idea of success rather than enjoying the journey itself. And by finding joy in the small victory, celebrating those milestones along the way, and appreciating the lessons learned, yeah, meaning the failures that come, you can embrace the grind and make it an integral part of your success story. Your story is your strength. Remember the series, My Strength is My Story? Yeah, it's coming back in 2024. And it's going to be incredible. But sometimes we forget that we have to look at our own reflection, our own story. Accepting the grind requires a shift in perspective. Instead of viewing it as a burden or an unnecessary evil, we can choose to see it as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. The grind teaches you discipline, resilience, and the ability to adapt to challenges, qualities that are invaluable in any pursuit. So as you embark on a new year, remember that achieving your goals is not solely about lofty dreams and grandiose plans. It is about accepting the grind, the ups and downs, the all-arounds, the victories and setbacks, and using them as stepping stones toward your desired destination in the long journey called life. So accept the grind, for it is in the daily hustle that authentic living from the heart is born. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day, and Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.